B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, bring the heat. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. If your heating system isn't evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. We'll do a quick one, and then we're going to get right back to the phone lines. And I do want to talk a little bit more of that Phillies, that relive that 07 game that I just got great chills. Just hearing, I don't know about you guys, but hearing Harry's voice, man. Oh, it's a tonic. It really is. But let's go. What's on? What's first, Junis?
Mr. Ndakwe, sir. Yes, I'm calling you sir, even though I'm 36 years older than you. Listen, I'll send you an UberX to get you. I'll hand over my decimated Roth IRA. And most importantly, I'm Italian, so my associates provide protection for your family. May your first child be a masculine one. I thank you in advance.
And Yannick Ndakwe, he says yes. Ndakwe, he goes, thank you, Don. Thank you. We appreciate it.
What's next? That we're reminiscing about, you know, past sporting events, why don't we reminisce about, like, bring the heat and do, like, a field of 64. I've asked about it before. Now we got plenty of time, fellas. Just a thought.
Field of 64, bring the heat. Is that characters or is it calls?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, if it's calls, like that's you know, 2 years or a year and a half worth of data to go through.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got some other things going on.
I like the characters. I would like the 64 characters. There's so many different, you know, everybody's got the feel because of the March Madness and the brackets. Everybody's biting off a mic and doing the field of 64.
That's the only field of 64 I care about. Is Mike Missinelli's. That and the real one, but that's not going on.
Right, that should be going on today.
It just sucks.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like you said, we'd be out right now.
Yes, we would. We'd be at Parks Casino watching the games.
I may or may not already have a beer in my hand.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have. Without a doubt. What's next?
Allie, get the real Matthews. Get Clay Matthews, please. I think you should take a flyer on him, give him a 1 year contract, see how he works out, man. 33, but you need a veteran guy. You want a guy that's hungry, that wants to win a Super Bowl. And I think Matthews would work out well.
I just don't know what he's got left, because he didn't really show you much. Yeah,
he's cooked.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, he's cooked.
You know? I mean, I'm always down for taking a shot, kicking a tire on a veteran in the case that, because sometimes what happens is they have a down year and then they come back, right? Like there's always the 1 year they come back and give you a year. When you think they're done, sometimes they got like one last act in them. But
yeah, like Patrick Robinson.
Yeah, you know, so I'm not, you know, again, I'm not altogether.
Patrick Robinson said like 2 weeks before the season started that he was only at 60%. Like he wasn't even ready to start the season. And then he has arguably one of the biggest plays in that playoff run was that pick six against Keenum.
Yes, right.
That changed the way the game was going. It was all Minnesota. Man. The momentum was all Minnesota. They were up 7-0 already.
I know. Oh man. Oh, can you imagine Patrick Robinson? All right, is that it for the bring the heat?
That's it. But so we have to narrow it down because we're in the final hour of the show. So a couple things, and it's still Free Beer Friday. We've had a lot going on.
Oh, jeez. Right? We got to give out beers.
Yeah, we've had a lot. We had Sal Pal on. We had Matt Cullen on from Parks. And then we had the playback bring the heat. So, you know, the final hour should be fun for people to get free beer. Labatt Blue Light. But we also have we have to narrow down to our four games, our four Flyers games from Monday.
Yeah, what do we got so far? Let's do this.
All right, so let's narrow it down to four. And it's four great options. You have Game 6, 1987 Flyers Oilers.
Wow.
Stanley Cup Finals.
That was the
Flyers went 3-2 that game.
That was the J.J. Daigneault game. Wow.
So you got Game 6. A lot of people tweeting this one in, but I kind of feel like we just did it, sort of. But Game 7, 2010, Flyers Bruins. But I only played some bits and pieces of it, so we didn't do the full game.
Yeah.
So that's still a possibility.
Maybe we make it. We'll definitely do it. We just may wait a week or two before we chop it in, before we bring it in.
Yeah, because we just did this one. Now I'm sorry.
We relived this. I don't know. Why do we even do that?
Because Flyers played the Bruins. It was their last game before the suspension.
That's right. It was the Tuesday. Oh man, it was It was a week ago.
And they were
Tuesday.
Going for their 10th straight win, and we were just getting riled up, ready to go for that Flyers Bruins game. So we relived the 2010 series. We played all seven games.
That's right.
So Larry tweets in a good one because the Flyers won this game and it was recent and it wasn't a playoff game. The stadium game last year, Flyers Penguins.
Oh, that's
Claude Giroux.
Yeah.
So that's got to be one of the four.
That's a great one. The stadium game. Yeah.
Plus, we'll actually have it in the folders. So that's good.
Let me ask you a question, because this is something that people should hear. If they're, and it happened before most people were born on our listeners.
Right.
Now, I was a little boy, so I don't even remember it all. I mean, I remember it, but I don't remember it. You know, I just remember it happening. But the Flyers-Russians game, is that getting...
Somebody actually tweeted that in, but they said they can't find the play-by-play anywhere.
It's got to be
out there somewhere.
Listen, that's got to be on YouTube, dude. It has to be. That was a historic game. Now, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. Was it broad? I don't know the story. I'm on YouTube now.
Yeah, I don't see. When you type in Flyers Russia game, it's just like the stories about it.
Here it is. The Red Army. This is a story, yeah.
Well, did it happen in No, it wasn't 83.
They're going home. Dude, January. I don't remember that. Like, I remember it happened, but how about this? 19. I'm looking 76. At one now. January 11th, 1976. And it's the title is They're Going Home. I you know what? You might be able to piece it together. I'll send it to you and you see.
All right. So
all right, what are the other ones?
The other ones are...
There's so many outrageous... You know, real quick, I'm sorry. But there's so many outrageous Flyer ones because of all the fights. Right? Like, we never even imagine all the historic fights and the craziness, too. And all the great games. There's a lot of Flyers. I think there's more Flyers than we think, Junis.
No, I agree. So Flyers, but again, this comes back to a playoff game. Flyers game 3 against the Penguins, 2012. I think they lost that series, but they won 8-4 in game 3.
Yeah.
So 2010, the... final game against the Rangers, regular season, the winner go home.
Oh, that was all. That was a lot like today's Phillies game.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll put a check mark next to that one. The Primo fifth overtime winner,
dude. That's got to be in it. That's got to be one of the four, dude.
The Ottawa brawl, which I looked that up. I can only find the brawl. I can't find the game, but you know,
okay.
We can even just play the brawl, right? Like, we don't have to play the game. And then 2004 Game 6 against the Leafs. Jeremy Roenick, I think, had the game winner that game.
Wow, there's a lot of... There's some great ones. I want to nominate... Did the Canadiens playoff game come in?
Nobody tweeted that one in.
Oh, dude. That was one of the great games of all time. The pregame brawl in 87. Flyers, Canadiens. That's got to be there, too. That's got to be one of the fours.
All right, so you want Flyers, Montreal.
Yeah.
What year was that?
87.
87. All right, so that's one of the four. Primo fifth overtime?
Yeah.
You want the final game with the Rangers, 2010?
Wait, what else?
There was the 2019 Stadium Series, which was great. Game 7, Bruins. We said we'll do that one later.
Right.
Game 6, Flyers, Oilers in 87.
Right, we can't have that one. Another one's duplicate, okay?
0-4 game 6 against the Leafs.
What was the Penguins game?
The 8-4 game 3, 2012.
Yeah, that's got to be on it.
All right, so we have, which one are you taking out? We have 5 now.
Oh, you got 5?
Well, yeah, 80, you're the Flyers, Canadiens, brawl.
All right.
Primo, 5th overtime.
Right.
Flyers, Rangers, 2010, final game.
Right.
Stadium Series last year.
Take out Stadium Series.
Okay.
It's good, but
it's getting a lot of love.
Is it really?
Yeah, a lot of people are tweeting in the 2019 Stadium Series.
All right, well, leave that in and check out the Rangers game.
Okay.
Because the of that run, while it was great, they win on a shootout, it still wasn't like it, that whole run was amazing. Because if I'm correct, did they win game 2 in Chicago? We were even 1-1 coming back. I think they lost game 1 and they won game 2 against the Blackhawks. I think. I'm trying to remember how it went. I thought that it was...
No, they're down. They were down 2-0 coming back to Philly.
They were down 2-0. Wow.
And then they won 2 straight, evened it at 2.
And then they lost 2 straight. Yep. Right. Right. Well, maybe game 4 would be fun to hear that.
It was a 5-3 final.
What was that? There were,
game 3 was an overtime winner.
Well, wasn't there a high-scoring game? Like a real ridiculous high-scoring
game? Game 1, they lost 6-5. Game 5, they lost 7-4.
Dude, 6-5. What game? That was game 1,
that
right?
That was game 1, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that was that was wild. Losing 6-5. That was incredible. All right. All right, make it those 4. All right? Wow, look at that. That is amazing. All right, choose who we got on the phones.
Next, we're going to Chris in Jenkintown.
Chris, what do you say, my brother?
How you doing, guys?
What's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon to you. Oh, just so many things to digest. It's such a great show today. And you, cuz, you were talking about the Flyers, which I've been a Flyer fan and Philly fan forever of all sports. But just the Russian game you mentioned for a second, and the documentary, The Broad Street Bullies, that you were in.
Yeah.
I remember they interviewed Van Epp. And he said, yeah, one of the Russians, whatever his name was, came up and, he hit his jaw on my elbow. It was just hysterical. No, because he gave him a shot. You know what I mean? This was before they ran off the ice and this and that, but that's here or there.
It would be awesome, like, to relive that? Especially since, you know what? Maybe we could piecemeal, because there's a lot on YouTube. And maybe we could piecemeal, because I think the people, especially the young guys, they would love to hear that.
Oh, yeah. But you were good in that. So you referenced your niece, which was funny. You said everybody was so excited, and even my niece, and she's only 10. I remember that stuff. I watched that documentary. You were great in it.
Thanks, brother.
So it was Philadelphia lore to me. But yeah. I just want to have a comment before I question, please.
Sure.
I wanted to say that Harry Kay, Gene Hart, and Bill Campbell had to be the Mount Rushmore Philadelphia sportscasters in my book.
Who do you got? Harry?
Harry Kay, I got Gene Hart, and I got Bill Campbell.
Wow. That's pretty good.
And I've been a Philadelphia fan since, probably the 60s, mid-60s. Sure. Wow. Okay, here's the thing, and I know you talked to Sal Powell earlier. I was listening to that, and I agree with you. They need a wide receiver, and C.D. Lamb, Ruggs, Judy, any one of them I'd be happy with. But here's the problem. I mean, you had 10 picks. Now you got 8. You're 21st. Don't you think that them guys are all going between the first 8 and 10 picks? They'll be gone, all of them?
Well, I don't know that all of them will go. I think there'll be a run. I think you could probably – I just looked at it, too. I got to go back on my notes because there was
one – Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you asked Sal Pal, and he wasn't too – he didn't think – he thought the same way as I, that you'd be giving up too much. Okay, and I don't know who's going to trade with you or, you know. I heard something last week about San Francisco might be – willing to offer, but they're 13. So I think you got to go up higher than that. Lower than that. I'm sorry. I think you got to go in the first 10.
Wow.
Don't you think?
I don't think Ruggs will go that early. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, who knows?
Let me ask you this: would you go your 21st? And so, a third for Ruggs?
Would I go, say again?
Would you go your 21st, our first, and a third for Ruggs?
In a heartbeat, yeah.
In a heartbeat?
Yeah.
Okay, what else do they got besides that then?
Yeah, they give up a 3 to 5, right? So you got 2 4s. So you got to give up a 4.
Okay.
Because remember,
they have 1 4.
Right, they have 2 4s. Okay. But remember, you give up a 3 to 5 for Slay.
Right, correct.
Yeah, so for instance, I'm on CBS, right? And you got CeeDee Lamb going 12. Now, again, I don't see this. They got Judy falling to 17. And they got Ruggs falling to the Eagles. Now, I don't see that. But I also don't see what you and Sal see, seeing all three go before 10.
Wow. I think they're the best wide receivers out there.
They are, remember what happened during free agency, right? Because certain guys got their receivers. So, like Arizona, right? Like Arizona got a receiver now.
Okay.
With Hopkins.
Do you know what spot they're picking?
So, the Cardinals are at 8.
Okay.
So they're not going to take a receiver now. So that pushes another receiver down.
Okay.
I don't think Jacksonville's taking a receiver. I don't think Cleveland's taking a receiver.
Okay.
Is Joe Douglas, with all the work they need, they're taking a receiver at 11?
I hope you're right, but I don't know. I think you might have to give up the first round.
I don't see Carolina at 7. I don't see Matt taking a receiver.
I mean, and he was also interested in a bigger wide receiver, and I don't know who that is. I mean,
you got Lamb, and you got Judy. The top three receivers are Lamb, who is big and fast.
Okay.
Judy, same thing, but not as big as Lamb, and Ruggs, who's a little bit more diminutive, but can run. And he's got great hands. Like, he's not one of these dudes that is just a speed guy. He can run routes. He's got good hands. Yeah. So, you know. But to me, I think you got to get the hookup for Wentz.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely got to get the couple receivers in this draft, couple good ones. Yeah. Well, thanks.
Chris, hold on, man. We want to give you some beer, buddy. All right? We're going to give you a case of beer.
He's got a nice case of Labatt Blue Light.
Nice. I love it. I love that we're giving beer away today.
Yeah,
I forgot it. So I need to give away how many more cases?
We still got 3 more cases to give away today. And it's not your fault. I mean, it's my fault. I didn't tell you. And then plus we had a lot going on today.
No, it's nobody's fault. It's great that we're giving it away now, though.
Yeah, and of course, Labatt Blue.
And it's a courtesy of our fine beer distributors.
It's Labatt Blue Light, which is the official import of the Philadelphia Flyers. Always drink responsibly.
Nice. All right, where are we going? Give me another call.
Let's go Felix in Roxborough.
Felix, what's up, Phil?
Yo, what's going on, cuz?
What's happening, baby?
Listen, it's hot. This weather is crazy. I wanted to talk to you real quick. I think it's time we start petitioning the NBA and the NHL and push their seasons. Let's start it in December. That's the perfect time to do it.
Did
what
you wait? Just well, I would like it. Yeah, I want to go in this summer, but I want to start like the NBA. I want to start at Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to petition it.
Yeah,
we need to start. We need to call Squidward up and get this, make this happen.
I would love it, man. I think it would be perfect. Because again, I go back to the NBA and I heard people say that they don't know if the people want to be inside in the summer. I was talking to, who was I talking to? One of these NBA bigwigs. And they go, well, it's a good idea, but I don't know if people want to be inside. And my thing is, why wouldn't you want to be inside this summer? Right, especially nowadays, right? Like, you need a break. People go to a movie theater in the summer, right? Nice, cool, air-conditioned movie theater.
And hockey starting a little later, that'll be perfect.
I agree.
Will align. And like, I
would start the NHL. Move. How about you start the NHL January 1st?
Oh, my God. It'll be
with a couple
crazy
Stadium Series games.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Yeah, you could have at least three or four of them.
Yeah, the only problem with hockey and the summer
about the weather.
Is the I don't know the you know, you can get fog and it's tough. So you might have to, hockey might be tough to do that.
I mean, the NBA though will be perfect.
Just keep, because the ice gets choppy in the summer. You don't want to watch too late, you know. Yeah. But I agree with you. I think the NBA would be perfect.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's nothing, you know, with everything going on. Thank God for yoga pants. And free agent football.
Amen, brother. Amen, man. The yoga pants, baby. I'm with you. I love it, Felix.
I was driving around the art museum. I'm in sales. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm trying to look at the bright side. Like, this is insane. I'm like, everybody's working out. I'm like, thank God.
That's beautiful.
God bless the person who made yoga pants.
Oh, that's great. That is great. I love it. Amen, brother. Listen, take some beer, Felix. All right, hold on. We want to give Felix a case of beer, Chunis.
Nice case of Labatt Blue or Labatt Blue Light, his choice.
Yes.
Which, of course, is the official import of the Philadelphia Flyers. Always drink responsibly.
Yes. Nice, nice. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick TO. Come back, try to get as many calls as possible. And don't forget, top of the hour, 2 o'clock, Mikey Miss and the crew. Tyrone, Nat. How about Tyrone? I'm shocked Tyrone gave me that kind of pushback.
Oh, he came storming in. And he said, you wait, 20 home runs for Hazley?
Who cares?
You look out.
20 home runs. You want me to go do a song and a dance for 20 home runs?
He was not happy with you.
For a pencil bat?
He was not happy.
I got no love for pencil bats. Pencil bat outfielders. What do I care about a pencil bat outfielder? Seriously. What good is a pencil bat corner outfielder? Tell me.
Oh, he's a center fielder.
Yeah. I mean, center fielder. Because you got McCutcheon moved. What good is he?
He's got the range in the outfield.
Yeah, who cares? I want a five-tool center fielder. I want a dynamic. My center field is going to be dynamic.
Mike, you got great. You want Mike Trout?
Is he? Yes. Yes. That's correct. All right. Let me stop. Going loopy. The 610-632-0975. You join us. It's what a great day. We had a lot of fun today. Hope you took your mind off of things. We'll come back. Still more people to chat with. It's Cuz Radio with Chunis on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Oh, Tunis, you gotta see. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, I got this box I'm in. I'm gonna have a beer outside as soon as I get home.
73 right now, my friend. And the great thing about it is the storms don't come in until a little bit later on. Because so we'll be able to get a little... Wait, I'm sorry. Do you know what's going on right now? People are betting on the weather.
Excuse me?
Did you hear about this?
No. Wait, what?
I just saw a piece... That people are betting on the weather.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
What's that phone number to call?
Listen to this.
You know, I'm a fan of the sports bet. You know, but there's a point.
It's on Bovada. You ready? The over-under in Dallas tomorrow is 57 degrees. Guy goes, I got the over there. All the guidance numbers are in the 60s.
Oh, my God. Now, I wonder, now here's the thing. Do they take humidity into account?
The over is minus 210.
Oh, my God.
These people are crazy.
Damn you, cold front. You weren't supposed to come in till tomorrow.
People are actually talking about this. This is on Bovada. What, you got to be crazy. What in the world? Betting on the weather.
So those shows with all the guys that talk like this, they'll be like, oh, coming in now, Dallas, 57 degrees, the over, minus 210. Like, are they going to start doing, those shows going to start talking about the weather now?
Well, I guess it's crazy.
Down in Orlando.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Quaz. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Quaz, hey.
Cardone, tune in. What's the deal, folks?
What's happening, Quaz?
Hey, I do have an opinion on Yannick and Gakwe, but I just wanted to help clear up one little thing. We got a 1 and 2. We have a compensatory 3. We have a 4 and 2 compensatory 4s left.
Yes.
So we, I think everybody thought we were out of 3s. We still have a compensatory 3.
Mm-hmm.
So if, because I was going to ask you that, and I don't want Barry to leave, but I kind of changed my stance a little bit, only because he gave up a 3 and a 5. So that changes things for me. Going into the draft, I set my draft before I look at free agency, okay? I figured I was going to come away with 2 linebackers, 2 safeties, and 3 wide receivers. But in order to do that, there's certain things that had to get taken care of in the free agency. Now, one, I definitely think we need to get deeper on the edge rushers. And yeah, Clay Matthews, he's shot, please.
That's my point. I mean, I know. Yeah. When people see a big name get released, that's how it's always
is. Yeah, I mean, all things.
I don't blame people
free agency.
For that.
Yeah, I'm not into it. All right, but... The thing about why I wanted Dante Fowler is because he's unrestricted. I can't see giving up any more draft currency for anybody at this point. I mean, like I said, I just started coming around to the idea of, all right, if you're going to use the number 1 for a receiver because you're real thirsty for rugs, if you're going to do that, and you do, I think you might have to move up a couple spots. You may have to. You might have to try to, I don't know, talk to, I mean, Mayock got 2 in the first round. You might talk to Mayock. He might let you go up a couple of spots. But I guess me and you both had 3 receivers in the draft. And my question, I guess, to you is if you use, say, a compensatory 4th or maybe that other compensatory 3rd to go up a couple of spots, would you be willing to say, all right, now I'm only going to do 2 receivers in this draft? You follow what I'm saying?
I would. But let's examine one thing for a second. Sure. Let's play this little game. Because Jacksonville and the Raiders both have two before you pick.
Yep.
Dolphins have one before you pick.
Right.
The Cowboys have one before you pick. Now, are they going to go receiver? I don't think so.
For the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think they will.
Right.
I don't.
So let me ask you a couple things. The Falcons, they pick 16th. They're not taking a receiver. The Broncos at 15, they just got Sutton. They're not going to take a receiver.
Hold on. The Broncos, hold on. Bill, wait. The Broncos just picked up who?
No, the Broncos have Courtland Sutton.
Right. The Broncos got Sutton, but that don't mean that they won't take a receiver. So I will hold up there.
But you know, to me, I think they got all their needs. They got all the great needs. Like, they already have a number one receiver. That kid's good.
Right. I mean, the chances are, I think Ruggs, and if not Ruggs, again.
And real quick, Kwasi, the Buccaneers are 14. They got two receivers.
Now, that might be a trade partner. But see, now you talk about how much are you willing to give up. I mean, again, I still, unless they do something different, I still see them needing two linebackers. I definitely need a safety because there's no way you could convince me on no Rodney McLeod and Jalen Mills going into a season. There's nothing.
Well, right, you're going to have to draft. I agree with you. You're going to have to draft a safety and draft a linebacker. But, like, to me, those positions, particularly linebacker, as much as, you know, I know it's heresy to you, but if I had Yannick and to throw up my front,
Now here's the thing. I got more than one mock draft, and I do have draft boards where I have linebackers going later in case I want to, you know, not do Patrick Queen in the first. So, yeah,
right.
There are things. But I'll tell you the biggest one before I get off. I know I'm almost off now.
Yeah.
Free agent Ant that I think we should be yelling for right now. Who's is that? A guy named Matt Skura from out of Baltimore. And the reason why is because how he's going to do something stupid with these first six picks and go get a lineman, because he's going to have to prepare for Kelce because he's behind the curve, because Say Amal is too slow to play the center position for us. So Sutton tells me.
What about Maiolate? What about him?
That's the reason why we took Diller. I don't know why we took Diller.
I think he could play in the middle. He's got good hands. He's an athlete. He's quick.
Too tall. If anything, you move Diller there.
But I don't know. Listen, I don't know. I think you might be able to try, because I heard you were looking at trying him out. I know that he's big and he's tall for a center, but still, he's a good athlete. They like to pull. He's big.
Hey, and I don't know why they went with Diller in the first when you still had Vitae on there and you had a work in progress in Maiolata. Maiolata was basically a lump of clay. You could throw him left and right tackle because he has the physical ability to play both positions.
Real quick, Kwasi, and thank you, brother. Hold on. I want to give you some beer. All right? Let's give Kwasi some beer, shall we? Tunis?
Yeah, he's on hold. We took care of him.
All right, good. By the way, the NBA bracing for a delayed draft. So it looks like the NBA, forget about restarting the season, looking like a delayed draft.
Why? Is it because of the drill, like the one-on-one workouts?
Yeah, the pre-draft stuff is all delayed.
I guess that makes sense. Because remember, we talked about it last week. I forget who was reporting it. It was Woj and it was the guy who does NBA Draft Express, John Givney. They were talking about how they were already telling players you might want to be prepared to go back to college for another year because there may not be the individual workout. So if you're a borderline first, second round pick, you might want to go back to college another year if you're still eligible and try to just make your case to move up in the draft next year.
That's
smart probably to move back the draft and still give kids an opportunity to do the individual workouts. But I don't know, at what point do you have to declare if you're going back to college? I'm sure there's a deadline date.
Yeah, well, but all that stuff's fluid.
Right.
With, at this with point, everything going on. It's all got to be fluid. All right, let's do this. Guys, Johnny and Sam, hold on. And everybody else that's there, we're going to take a quick TO real quick. We'll come back, and there's still some time to hang before we got Mikey Miss, Tyrone, and Nat coming up at the top of the hour. It is Cuz Radio right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cuz Radio Tunis hanging out on a Friday. Coming up at 2 o'clock, Mikey Miss will join us, and he'll have you. B West will join the program today, so we'll have some fun there. A couple things, too. It was funny. I was looking up. I didn't realize Jordan Mailata was 6'8".
He's a big boy.
I thought he was like 6'5". I still thought he was like 6'5". I don't know why I thought he was like 6'5"-ish. But he's 6'8".
6'8", professional football player. Sings. He has the voice of an angel when
he does have the voice, but I didn't think he was 6'8". Because I'm trying to find a spot. Could, you know, again, if you're looking at a possible replacement for Kelsey, because he's a good athlete, could move, but at 6'8", Quasi's right. I mean, it's too tall. The tallest center in history was a guy from the Colts who was 6'8", but that's normally not how you like it. Brian Bulaga, who was a good center,
yes,
for the Packers, 6'5".
That's 3 inches shorter, yeah.
I know.
That makes a big difference.
I know. Let us go to where we at. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Oh, he dropped off. We now have Sam.
Sammy, you're on 97.5 for that.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Judas, Hampton, how y'all been?
Good. What's happening to you, Sammy?
Not much, man. I spoke to you on Tuesday about some classic games with the Eagles and Giants, remember?
Yes, and, I do. Yeah.
Yes, okay. I got another good one for you. You know how everybody has a player that they hate? It's not from our team. But I remember hearing you one time that you told me you couldn't stand Larry Bird. You know what you mean, like watching his face. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're right on. I hate Larry Bird. Oh, no, I hate it. It's a visceral, you know, I hate him.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I have one player that I hate, and I believe it was, I think it was 1991 or 92. When the Sixers played against Detroit Pistons.
Yes.
And the Sixers won the Atlantic Division champion on that game. Now, Charles, I loved it because the player that I hate, my man Charles Barkley, punched the crap out of his face. I don't know if you remember that. It was a brawl in the end.
Yes, it was the priest. Somebody brought that up. Was that you brought that up? The fight? Somebody brought up the Mal. It was like the precursor to the Malice in the Palace.
Right. Well, anyway, when I was happy that day because I cannot stand Bill Laimbeer.
No, he was the worst.
I couldn't stand him. It's like you say. I don't even like watching his face.
No, he was the face.
Yeah, yes. I just wanted to bring that up with you, man. But
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one that day, man. Even though we won the division, but I think we won a first round, but then I forgot who we lost to on the second round.
Yeah, that was a great one. 1990, Barkley against Laimbeer.
It was 90 then, right?
Yes, it was 90.
Okay, I was confused with the years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, the 1990, it was thump and bump against the Bad Boys.
Yeah,
the remaining seconds, Laimbeer shoved the ball in Rick Mahorn's face. Barkley jumps in, and the bench is empty. And then in the end, they went at it. It was awesome.
And yeah, he threw the ball at him or something like that.
Yeah,
and
then it was great.
They took him back to the locker room, and then the game still kept on going on. And I think,
I think
Rick Mahorn was on our side that year, right? Or he still was with the Pistons?
Yeah, no, he was our side, right. He was with Barkley. He was the thump
and
bump.
He was with Barkley, right? Yeah. But they were the bumping heads.
Yeah, they were thump and bump. That was it. Hey, yep. Sammy, hold on. We want to give you a case of beer, brother. So sit tight, and you win a case of beer.
Yeah, it's the last case of the day, Labatt Blue Light, which is, of course, the official import of the Philadelphia Flyers, and always drink responsibly.
Perfect. So NBC Sports, I Googled the fight because I wanted to do it. So NBC Sports Philly, Casey does this, six best Sixer fights. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is great. 1983, Larry Bird and Mark Iveroni go at it. How about that?
There's Bird and Iveroni. I thought...
Yes, that was the number one.
Yeah.
No, this was... So, it took place in a preseason game.
Oh, really?
Bird takes exception to Iveroni boxing out on a free throw. The two came together, were separated, and eventually Bird made his way back to Iveroni and punched him in the face.
Listen, you know I love the NBA. We're two big hoop heads here.
Yes.
I miss the rivalries.
Like, oh, without a doubt.
I miss them so much. Everybody,
how great is
they're
this?
They're all friends now, which is, you know, that's cool and
exactly.
All.
No, I agree. How about this? This is great. Red Auerbach storms the court, and he had to be separated from Moses.
And this is a preseason game, mind
that's
you.
Outrageous.
This isn't Game 7 NBA Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
This is a preseason game.
That's here's awesome. Another good one. Siddale Threat against Danny Ainge, oh, another God. Celtic in 86.
That's awesome.
So Danny Ainge, you know, he was the worst. And Siddale Threat slapped him in the face. Open-handed shot to the cheek. Talk about a B-slap. Right.
Yeah, at that point, you go, come on, man. If you're connecting, you go close fist at this point.
Right. And then you had the Charles Barkley Lambert. Here's another one. Maurice, this is like a heavy, this is before my time, but well before yours. How about this one, though? This was, you would know the history of this one. Maurice Lucas, who was a tough guy for the Blazers, against Daryl Dawkins.
That's awesome.
Dude, we got to get World Free on to talk about this. The Sixers are about to take a 2-0 lead in the 77 finals against the Blazers when Daryl Dawkins and Bobby Gross tangle for a rebound. Dawkins throws Gross to the floor, and then all of a sudden, Maurice Lucas comes out, and they square off. Dude, fans, they storm the court at the Spectrum. How crazy was that? Dawkins and Maurice Lucas are squaring off, and Daryl had like he was like Muhammad Ali, and then the fans are on the court at the Spectrum, dude. You kidding me with that? And then you know the number one was Doc and Bird. That was the number one they had.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's outrageous, dude. Are you kidding me? That was Brett on the call.
YouTube actually made me sign in to confirm my age.
Really?
To watch the fight.
Dude, that was outrageous.
Bobby Jones, I'm watching right now. They got a towel to Bobby Jones's face. Because he's bleeding.
Dude, know what the best is? Somebody do something. Brett Musburger's screaming, somebody do something. Oh, that's awesome. Unbelievable. There's and you heard Zinkoff in the background. Please return to your seats. Oh, my God. That's outrageous, man. Oh, my God. How cool is that?
Now, 77, was that Jack Ramsey player or coach? He played.
No, he was coach. No, Jack Ramsey was the coach.
Yeah, but he played. Well, that must have been much earlier then.
No, the doctor was. You know, no, the doctor was old. I mean, you know, he was. He was coaching that. That was the legend. You know, he was like the legendary Dr. Jack.
Right.
Coaching.
He must have been a Syracuse National, because he did play.
Yeah, but he's. I mean, he was old. You know. But, you know, well before that. All right. I hope you had a lot of fun today. And we'll be doing this on Monday. We'll be throwing it back to some Flyer games.
So it looks like it's going to be the Primo 5 overtime winner.
We got it. All right. So yep. The Keith Primo 5 overtime game, we will relive on Monday. Listen, everybody, have a safe weekend, please. Be safe. Practice the social distancing. Don't freak out at stores. Be mindful. All right. Let's try to have a good weekend. Stay home. Be safe. Watch yourself. God bless all you guys. All right. And then we'll reconvene on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. And thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.